Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Cattle futures finished 20 to 50 lower on the feeder cattle, and anywhere from 20 lower to 5 higher on live cattle. And we had some cash trade mid-morning this morning, 2,700 head or so sold on the Fed Cattle Exchange on an average price of $121.98. Then there was also some 23 trade in Oklahoma and 24 trade in Texas. So quite a bit of trade going on around the country. Boxed beef was down 17 cents on choice to $191.57. Select up 104. Choice select spread 236. Packer margins are tightening. They're about $50 a head. A month ago, they were around $150 a head, so that's really tightening up as box beef has come down and the live cattle prices have gone up. Yesterday's cold storage report was another record, 567 million pounds. The pork was a record low, or the lowest since August 2011, I guess, at 477 million pounds. So quite a bit of meat and protein news there on the cold storage report. And then on Friday, we've got the on-feed. Estimates are 98% on-feed. Placements are 108, marketed 107. And then Monday, we've got the cattle inventory report. And we did not have a July 22nd one because of the government budget cutbacks. So this will be the first time in 1 year we've had some cattle inventory numbers.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Mixed grain futures today, corn 2.5 cents higher following a USDA announcement of 141,000 metric tons of corn sold to an unknown destination. So that did lift corn futures. They are still short about 60 or so thousand contracts. That number is getting smaller. They were short over 100,000, so quite a bit of hedge funds getting out of that short corn position. Beans keep getting longer. They're long 121,000 contracts of beans. Of course, beans were down about 2 today. And then still short wheat, short about 80,000 contracts of wheat, and wheat is down 2 to 3.5 cents here to finish the day. July Kansas City, 462.75, slightly lower. If you look at a chart here, now we're still above the 50-day moving average, but about 18 cents off the high from about a week ago. If you go back and look at the lows from back in December, we're still about 40 cents off those lows. So a lot of talk, a lot of people still pretty bearish wheat given the large stocks-to-use ratio. But knowing that this next year we're likely to harvest less acres than we have in a very long time, that could still help the hedge funds get out of those short positions due to that. Dow Jones today hit the 20,000 mark for the first time in history, so that's brought a lot of optimism to the market.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.